This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Ryan,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women can listen overseas to us right now, and they are, and we thank them for their service to America. Also to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And to all my brothers up there fighting that huge fire up there at the Markel Paper Factory in Jersey. Boy, oh boy, I know that place very well. That was a hell of a deal, and I know a lot of you are probably froze to the fire hose by now, so be careful. Be careful. And we got your backs down here in Florida. Now, to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, our security and construction workers too, thank you very much for what you do. And don't forget to trot on over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there and sign up for the free Gun of the Day giveaway. Good luck there getting to be a winner and find out what the USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com guy, the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to blitz on over and do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, in case you haven't heard, Mr. Rahm, late last night, the Virginia Senate committee that was considering the new abortion bill, it went down in a blaze of glory. The Republicans, with their five votes, voted to table it and not bring it up for any more discussion. 5-3, all three Democrats voted yes. All five Republicans voted no. That was a horrible bill.
Absolutely, very horrible. Reflective of the direction the left Democrats are going in this country. And I'm very happy that it did go down to defeat the way it did. And we just couldn't. You know, I just didn't want to see another state go the direction that New York State has gone, and others are considering. Rhode Island, I believe.
Yeah.
Another one.
Heavy, very heavy Democratic state.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows you the direction, and it's, I guess that's the only way I can put it. The direction that the left in this country is headed. The more they talk about, you hear them sometimes over the months, they talk about these human rights and things of that nature, but yet they're out to kill the babies. It's just amazing.
Well, seven countries have that law, and one of them is Russia, one of them is China. Says tells me all I want to know. By the way, the deep freeze that's enveloping the Midwest, it stopped the mail. Did it stop the mail up here where you're at in Michigan?
Yes, it did, in our neck of the woods. No mail delivery, and they don't need to be out in this kind of weather. It's not worth it, and it's a bit nippy, as they like to say.
Now, you had some people die in the Detroit area. You had, what, two or three people that were found outside? One guy was trying to get up on his neighbor's porch and knock on the door to get in, and that's where he died?
Yeah, that was in one case, and I think it was another home. It was a homeless person that passed away as well. This is bad stuff. You just can't be out there. And we have warnings out there all the time for people. And the shelters are open. City, you know, has opened a few recreation centers for people to get in there if they can. And so it's been a real coldness, as it were, for some people. It's been bad.
Yeah, well, it's, as they say, it's neither fit for man nor beast, and this is the kind of weather. Of course, the other things that are going on, our vice president is headed down to Miami today to talk to a bunch of patriots, expatriates, rather, that worked apparently in Venezuelan government positions that got out of the country and managed to get to South Florida to Miami, and they are going to sit down and talk with the vice president. I don't know about what, but I would imagine it has to do with getting Venezuela back on the straight and narrow since they now have an interim president, and he's got $7 billion to operate with.
Well, but the big heaping problem with this situation is that because of what is perceived to be U.S. weakness over, you know, in recent years and even now, when you compare what is reported in the news, I'll put it that way, concerning our military situation compared to China and all of that, and China's and Russia's interference or intrusion into our hemisphere, it seems that the dictator, the Venezuelan
Maduro.
Maduro is not leaving right away. So it looked like he was.
Well, would you if you had all the beans and bullets?
Look, you know, he's in a tight spot, though. I mean, what can he do? I mean, he's got the people that hate him. I wouldn't want to rule over a nation where I'm hated like that.
They are trying to start a shooting war because they believe that will favor them. Because here comes the United States with their allies, the Organization of American States, and the people that we've been training, which nobody's telling you about, but I'm telling you we've been training some of the expatriates in a country nearby to come back in there and take control of the country with weapons, because it's going to take weapons to go against weapons. You got to have bigger guns than the other guy, either that or be better shots.
That's true, and better at hand-to-hand combat as well. But I think if there's going to be action, it better be very soon, because the longer we wait, the more entrenched Russia and China become in our hemisphere and in that part of the world. So it's the time to take action is now.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to go to break. When we come back from the break, then Ron and I are going to be talking about the border, because there's a situation down there. The Dems, once again, no money for a wall, no money for a barrier. And, you know, how long is that going to go on? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. Now, DR Mold Solutions is an old Florida company, and they will travel anywhere in Florida if you've got problems with mold in your home. Now, I bought a home back in 2010 when I moved up from Lakewood Ranch to St. Petersburg. I bought it as a fixer-upper, going to fix it up and sell it, you know, one of those deals, an investment home. And I decided, well, I'm going to live in it. Well, that's when I found out that I could do something to take care of the mold problem that had been in there. I found out about DR Mold Solutions, and I found out that they had an EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or your office. They did what they did. They treated everything in there, and it's been right since 2010. Actually, late 2010, early 2011. So how about that? That's 7 years. Now, they'll go anywhere in Florida. So give them a call, DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, to have a healthy environment. That's DR Mold Solutions today. Give them a call, 727-692-9622, and ask them about their New Year's special, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold, 727-692-9622. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. Got a question for you.
Sure.
Christine in Sarasota, and good morning, Christine. Hope you're staying warm down there. She says, why is Trump not having Hillary investigated? That's part of it. And then I'll explain what she just said here. Says, I still don't understand. There are so many people who are absolutely crooked and in our government. Why are they not being investigated? You go ahead first, and then I'll go second.
Well, good morning, Christy. And is it Christy?
Christine.
Christine, good morning, and thanks. Well, to be honest with you, I don't know why Trump is not having Mrs. Clinton investigated right now. In my opinion, she should be investigated. She has done some things that I believe are not right and has been a part of a situation, particularly Benghazi, that should be looked into and should be investigated more and more because it involved deaths. And why? I don't know, to be honest with you. The captain probably has the answer, but I do not know.
Well, I have an answer, but it may not be the one she wants to hear. First of all, Bill and Hillary Clinton were the best politicians that money could ever buy. Let me start there. Yeah, I know. And then, number two, they have got the goods on everybody in D.C. That's how they got there. They've got the goods on everybody. So where we go from there, I don't know. Now, you know what I'm talking about, Ron, when I say they got the goods?
Oh, yeah.
So, remember the body trail that led them to D.C.?
Yep. Yep. I think, well, in some, I don't know about Trump, but I know in some cases there's fear with the Clinton.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. So,
well, if you do this, then we're going to do that. That sort of thing going back and forth. That's just my thought.
Now, the thing that you triggered something concerning the Clintons. It would seem that somebody would be able to step out of line and break this stranglehold that they have. I am amazed at how they're better than the mob. You know, people can be just suddenly, all of a sudden, they're no longer with us. If they're to testify or something like that, mm-hmm. and that there's no looking into that.
Right. Now, she said that she thought that he was going to drain the swamp. Well, he was going to drain the swamp, but here's the problem. You got to have an attorney general who's the chief law enforcement officer in the country that's right there to drain the swamp with you. And what's the first thing that he did with all this nonsense? Oh, I have to recuse myself. You know something? They had something on him.
Wow.
Think about it.
Either that or politically, he's just not, wasn't in the Trump camp as much as Mr. Trump thought he
was.
Well,
I hear he's going to run for Senate again. Maybe that's where he needs to be.
And he was a pretty good senator, mm-hmm. you know, in the past. So, you know, that'll be better for the party, I guess.
So, Christine, I hope we answered your question. And if not, well, you know, we tried, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's see. No money for the border wall from the Dems.
Well, the Dems are very, oh boy, I can't use that word. They're very, to put it to you mildly, they're very wicked when it comes to this border issue. They're dug in with their heels. I don't know if they're being paid off. I don't know.
Want the short story?
The short story is,
if they win this issue on the border wall and Donald Trump loses, he loses the 2020 election. He ran on this.
I understand. Yeah. But there's also a philosophical thing here. They, you know, most of the Democrats were born here in this country as well. And it used to be a time where Democrats were also at least concerned about the safety of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You go all the way back. You have to go way back a little bit to John Kennedy or something like that. But through the years, the Democrats as well as Republicans have voted to secure the wall. Now, my question is, why is it that all the money that has been allotted for the construction of walls and fences in the past, and in fact, and you talked about this, Captain, there's already in storage components of large fences.
And they now know it. They now know it because I called them and reminded them again.
Yeah. So why doesn't Trump just say, you know what, the money's already there, just do it?
Well, I think what we're going to have is come December the 16th, because the Democrats won't cave, we're going to have him declaring a state of emergency. They're going to go through their little legal battle back and forth. It will be resolved very quickly. It'll be on a fast track to the Supreme Court, and I say the Supreme Court just says, do it to it.
Yeah, but speaking of the Supreme Court, where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I think she may be in a private hospital somewhere.
Yeah, she or in a coma. Something's wrong, but we're not being told in order to prevent Trump from making a particular move that I think he needs to make.
Yeah, and if she's not able to do her job,
yeah,
then...
Right now, her clerks or assistants are doing the writings for her, so she is absolutely not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, has requested that the FBI come have a little talk with his committee to justify the tactics they took behind Roger Stone and when they arrested him.
And I agree with Mr. Graham about this. When the story came out, broke, it reminded me of stories that I read about, banana republics and these kinds of tactics to intimidate.
Remember the little kid? Remember the little kid from Cuba? They came and got, what was his name, Gillian?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they showed up in the middle of the night like that, heavily armed, and took the
storm. Now, you know, everyone between you, me, and the fence post knows that Roger Stone was not a physical threat. He was not that type. If he's done something illegal, he's not that type of a violent criminal where you needed all of that. And there was no reason, and I believe legally, to go and break into his house that way, in that manner, to try to frighten his wife. I mean, it was just horrible. And he's not the only one, by the way.
And she was deaf, so she couldn't hear what was going on.
Yeah, I mean.
And they rousted her, too.
Yeah, they're doing what they can get away with. There's got to be some backlash against this, because if we don't stop this stuff now, this is going to become common, and, it's got to be stood up to. This is not what the founding fathers envisioned when it comes to these type of arrests and all of that. These were not, like I said, these were not mobsters or terrorists or people of that ilk whom they should be going after, strong illegal border crossers that are violent and all that.
Now, before we run out of time, Mike Pence is headed down to Miami. He's going to talk to these former Venezuelan government workers that are going to sit with him and talk with him. We're going to find out more about what's going on there. I've already said that I believe that there's some movement afoot in other Central American countries. They're getting ready to, if they have to, they're getting ready to use whatever means they have that are available there through the Organization of American States to remove Mr. Maduro, and it might even be forcibly.
That's true, but I'm very concerned about Russia and China and what they're doing down there. But at the same time, the longer we wait, the more...
How about Cuba?
Oh, them too.
25,000 Cuban troops in Venezuela.
Yeah. And also, Iran is in there to some degree.
Yes, they are.
So we have to clean house. It has to be done.
Now, what do you think about the Russian Twitter account that published confidential Mueller probe documents? What do you think about that nonsense?
It's exactly what you just said. It's nonsense. Because, first of all, the information does not help Mueller.
Who do you think leaked that? Who do you think leaked that? Real quick.
Who leaked it? I have no idea.
James Comey. James Comey. Want to bet? James Comey.
It's not Robert Mueller who leaked it.
No, James Comey. All right, got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. And you hear the Edwards Notebook played every weekend on my program there. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with our beach and boating forecast. If you got your snowmobile suit on, you can go boating. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Another brutally cold day is coming up for the Midwest as the frigid weather moves into the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic as well. At least 9 people have died in the Midwest from the sub-zero temperatures and, in some cases, wind chills as low as 50 below zero.
We continue to expect that the American economy will grow at a solid pace in 2019.
The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged and now expected to raise rates only once this year. Fed Chief Jerome Powell.
We are now facing a somewhat contradictory picture of generally strong U.S. macroeconomic performance alongside growing evidence of cross currents. Common sense risk management suggests patiently awaiting greater clarity.
After a 2-day policy meeting, Powell played down economic impacts from the government shutdown as long as furloughed workers get their back pay. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 168 locations all across the United States. And we got the biggest franchise right here in the Tampa Bay area. And I do mean the biggest, and they are. And they're also, in my humble opinion, the best because I've done business with some other Freedom Boat Club locations around the country. So I believe that they are the best in what they do. Now, let's look at the weather, shall we? Because today, it's going to be mostly cloudy and cool this morning. And boy, is it. There is a wind out there right now making it very chilly in the area. And, of course, just to take a look at that, it's 44 degrees here in the Tampa area, right here where I'm at, Tampa International Airport. But the winds will be out of the northeast and then changing later, gusting 10 to 15 miles per hour. The seas this morning will start out with a 3 to 5 foot moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 58 degrees. The bay water temperature at 59 degrees. Our low tide is coming this hour at 5:55 a.m. And our high tide will be coming this afternoon at 1:45 p.m. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is tied into the national network, Freedom Boat Club, with 168 locations all across the country. So membership has its advantages. Those of you listening to me right now that may be a Freedom Boat Club member, say, oh, I don't know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, maybe you're up North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe you're in Tennessee, maybe you're over in Texas, or maybe you're out west, California. Your membership out there means you have reciprocity over here. So whatever your plan is over there, whether you're an economy plan member, Monday through Friday member, or whether or not you're a standard plan member, one Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, the most popular plan, you can come over here and take advantage of that plan with the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay. Now, if you join over here, the shoe's on the other foot, you can take your reciprocity to wherever you want to go, not only in the system here with 19 locations, but also anywhere you want to go. It's that simple. Now, remember, you always get the first month of member dues free. You get unlimited weekday use or unlimited 7 day usage if you're a member of the standard plan, the 7 day a week plan. And for a limited time, you get $1,000 off the one time entry fee. But if you are a military, active duty military, or veteran, or first responder, active or retired, or you're in the medical profession, add another $500 to that, you get $1,500 off the one time entry fee. And that's a big deal. So, check them out online, freedomboatcluboftampabay.com. freedomboatclubtampabay.com. There we go. I got up in my mind today for some reason. Or give them a call, and that's what I would do. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM, and become a member of the Freedom Boat Club. I did. It's a lot of fun. Want a boat? Boom, out I go. And I am a economy plan member. Now, I want to get into this right away. Let me get over here to the page. Hold on just a second. The Virginia legislature, a House subcommittee there, the Republicans on the subcommittee totaled 5, Democrats totaled 3. They voted late last night, to table the H.R. 24-1 provision called the Repeal Act, with all Republicans voting to table it and all Democrats voting against it. Now, this was the bill that would have loosened abortion restrictions after the baby's sponsor admitted it would allow the procedure even after the mother went into labor. And boy, did this upset the country. Count on it. Count on it. Now, I've got the link up on my Facebook page, so you can find it there. It's on my personal page, Matt Bruce. It's a Washington Times story. And you'll be able to find the story right there. And I'm also going to post it up on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Because this is something that, you know, thank God for miracles. They finally put an end to this. But to even bring this up, I mean, my God, California, New York, and now they're trying to do it in Virginia. I don't know about you, but that's where Jerry Falwell was from, or is from, Virginia. Give me a break. Unbelievable. And as far as what's going on here in this country, the political persuasion, people going hard left here, I don't think they have any idea what they're getting into. None. But lucky for us, good prevailed. Lucky for us. And all I can say is thank God for miracles. Also, talking about different things that are going on today, the crisis at the southern border is real and growing worse without the wall. We found out last night that there is now a total of 12,000 people in two caravans. One's trying to catch up to the other to make it one big caravan that's headed into Mexico. And the intel I'm getting on this is they're going to try to come across in Texas, where there's a porous area. They're going to try to come across in New Mexico, where there's a porous area. And they're going to try to come across in Arizona, where there's a porous area. A lot of them will never even see California. And if they do, it might only be the couple thousand that we know about that's headed there now. This is what they do. This is exactly what they do. They look for the weakness, and then they go for it. And for example, human smugglers for the cartels operate with the family units as a diversionary tactic. Now, I'll explain. Once Border Patrol is engaged in one area with 100 or 200 or 300 people, the smugglers will then use that opportunity to run drugs onto American soil by coming further down and coming into an area where they're in, they're out, and you don't see them. Think about that. Think about that. It happens every day, all the time. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Sorry, it isn't. So again, the fact of the matter is, we have to out-schnooker them. We have to realize what they're going to try to do when they bring 100 or 200 or 300 people and try to have them crash the border at one place. When we're overdoing what we're doing at another place, and then they turn around and they do something right around behind our back. It happens all the time. All the time. So, you don't think we don't need a barrier? You don't think we don't need a wall? Because wherever they do this at, they wind up intruding through the wall, which is why we have to get a bunch of people there right away to stop them. And it means moving people out of other areas where they might be watching. And now we got what we got. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, we got drones, we got cameras, surely we'll see them, surely we'll notice them. Really? What if there isn't a drone flying that area? What if the camera gets knocked out because one of these people on the ground realizes that the camera's there and they just, shoot it out? You don't think they can do that? Believe me, they can. So, all these what-ifs add up to one thing. We need a barrier on that border. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, and without haste. We need a barrier on that border. I personally have been on that border many, many, many times. And the last time I was there was about 7 years ago. Let's see, in 2009, how long ago was that? 7, 8. Actually, it would have been 9 years ago. I was there with my wife when she was alive. We went down there because we went to an event. But anyway, it is what it is. And it was still the same way it had been before. Still the same way it had been before. Now, we went to Tombstone, Arizona for an event that was there. That's where we went now to remember it. And we took the two-lane all the way across, which put us right on the border coming across. We stayed down there because we wanted to see what was going on. And, I mean, I stayed on the two-lane as long as I could till I got almost all the way to Alamogordo, New Mexico, coming up off that border. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. All right, coming back with more and final segment two. Dominic's Blinds will be back. We'll be talking about them and what they can do. And if you'd like to call, here you go, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne was our guest during hour number one tonight. Talked about a lot of different stuff there. You might want to go back and catch the first hour of the podcast, segments one and two. That's the first 30 minutes of the show. And we had a lot of great stuff we talked about there. We had even some questions, as we have had all night long. We've had questions from folks that have either called me during the break and asked me questions to ask, or people that have sent me messages off the Facebook Messenger here for the Captain's America Third Watch or the Captain's America radio show page. And we always appreciate that, and we try to get right back as soon as we can. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled Dominics. And the thing about Dominic's Blinds and Decor is they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're very easy to spot, and here's why. They're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street. In front of their building is a 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam. And that 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam has got an American flag there with it, too. So you can't possibly miss that unless maybe you're blind to begin with. But anyway, all their blinds, and speaking of blinds, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They also do business out of state, so if you want to check them out online, you can do that by Googling Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. You'll find out how to get a hold of them on their website on the Internet. But they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. They got a very good sales staff there, very knowledgeable. They know what they're talking about. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks out around driving around town, that could be either Kevin or Dominic behind the wheel. So remember that all military, active duty military, and veterans, and first responders too, active or retired, get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You might get allowed into the private stock of Dominic's Donuts in the back room. All right, let me go to the phone line here. Good morning. Is this Todd?
Let's get down to business. Anyone listening to this show can keep up with us. First of all, where's the Pope? I grew up Catholic. Where are you at, huh? The socialist Marxist Pope, the globalist, is not saying anything about this abortion nonsense. I'm from New York.
Wait a minute. Have you heard the end result?
What is the end result?
The committee it came in front of to be voted on to go up to the be voted on in the next level, the Democrats were voted down 5-3 by the Republicans. It ain't going nowhere.
Well, in New York, they just passed it, and they
New York, they did.
I'm from New York. Get out of New York.
We're talking about Virginia.
I know that, but New York's turned into a Sodom and Gomorrah, just like California. It's a disgrace. Okay, y'all are sick. Okay, y'all are unholy. Yeah, I mean, my God, this is about good and evil. Donald, I liked you when you were 40 years old, when you were co-hosting fights in New York City, and you fired everybody. Get rid of the Obama holdovers, unredacted documents, and get rid of it, and take back your Department of Justice and your Attorney General, and get somebody who was on the Trump train from the beginning. Okay, my God, this is a disgrace. What's happening? I'm writing my own report. 29 agents to go arrest Roger Stone, who could have appeared. It's a disgrace. I hope you play the rally that you did when Acosta was right in front of you. I hope you replay cuts of that for the next month. Okay, because
it's on my website.
I hope you play it on the radio because a lot of new stations have joined. And you were right there. I was 10 feet away from you. I was on your left in front of the press pool. You were on my right, and you were debunking all of Acosta's false lies. Let's get to work here, ladies and gentlemen. These people are unholy and ungodly. The Bible says get away from the unholy. That's what your Democrat Party is. Wake up and take this country back. Donald, toughen up. Toughen up, son.
Thanks, Todd. All right, and that's Todd. And he what he's saying is absolutely true. When Acosta was here for the rally, President Trump's rally with Ron DeSantis at the fairgrounds, I actually stood in his path. He had to come by me, and I knew he was going to walk by me, and he was laughing and kidding with some people about, yeah, you see that going on down there? Yeah, I'm having a good old time. Yeah, I got them all shook up down there. Yeah. He was intentionally doing what he was doing to try to get a rise and, you know, again, television, trying to get people to pay attention to what he was doing. But I know all the people that were razzing him when he was there. It was the Tampa Trump Club. It was the Tampa Trump Club that was there that was giving him a hard time. And they were laughing and joking, having a good old time. Not once was he threatened. Not once. I stood right there and watched it. And, of course, he said, well, I felt threatened and it was terrible. And this, that. No, that was him doing his melodrama. But anyway, I digress. What do I know? I just know that Jim Acosta is a liar. And I don't think he'd know the truth if it stood up and bit him. All right, let me before we leave, I got to tell you about this horrible weather up north. Because if you're going anywhere from north, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, northern part of Kentucky, all of upstate New York. If you're going anywhere traveling through those areas and you're coming from anywhere outside those areas, you're going to have a culture shock unbelievable. Now, what's even going to get worse is if you're going into Michigan, say on the west side of Michigan, up along the shoreline. You may or may not get there. They have a blizzard warning for the entire western side of Michigan tonight been going on all day yesterday, all night tonight. Now, in upstate New York, from Ripley, I-90 on the thruway, all the way up to Buffalo, and then you pick it up again in just north of Syracuse in Oswego County, and run it all the way to Watertown, as well as the Tug Hill Plateau, blizzard warning in those below zero temperatures. So please be careful. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning. Who's this, Sean?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Say, do you happen to know if our education secretary, since the federal government is still involved in our public school system, can't this administration put out mandatory videos for the students to have to watch?
It's up to the highest local district. Anytime you do something like that, it's up to the highest local district, unless it's mandated by federal law.
Okay, so the Secretary of Education can't mandate that?
Nope, it's got to go through the states. It has to be, because the states have final control at the local level.
Oh, I thought that was the problem, is that they didn't.
They still do in most states. Now, the blue states, they don't.
Because I'm wondering why they didn't, why so many states and whatever are teaching our children the garbage that they are, because if a lot of these are held by conservative, Christian, whatever, I mean, they could say, we want this taught, but I mean, they have tests, government testing and all that stuff. I was pretty sure that they'd be able
to. Got to vote the right people in, and you got to change the rules, because until you do, it's going to be the way it is, because some of these states, so if you're talking about a blue state like New York, they rule the roost. Now, in the furthermost northern parts, like up where I was from in upstate New York, the local people up there controlled it. It was called highest local authority. Down towards New York City and whatnot, it's all totally run by whoever's in power in New York City, all the boroughs and all that. There is no highest local authority. It's totally out of control. How's that? Totally out of control.
Okay. The children need to be taught properly about this country and our Constitution and how there's just nothing like it in the world. It's why people come here and not go to other places, but yet they scream we're so horrible.
Well, here's Lisa. I don't know where Lisa's from. She says, educate the voters to vote correctly or the Dems will gain power to shove this through the next time around, talking about Virginia, but also talking about what you're talking about. We got to educate the voters.
Okay. There's a lot of it going on.
Let me let you go because I'm fixing to sign off for the morning.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep, we appreciate it. And, you know, it's such, now some people call it, it's a slippery slope. No, there's nothing slippery about it. In the blue states, they run it with a sickle and hammer. Okay? States like Florida, you got a little bit more regimentation, a little bit more longevity, if you will, because the local school systems are calling the shots down here. But not up north. Not up north. All righty. Let me let you go. And I'll talk to you all tonight on the radio. It's been another fun night. Stay warm up there up north, and hopefully it'll warm up a little bit for you in the daytime. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be back tonight. Catch the podcast a little bit later. Go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.